Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
6 killed, 43 wounded. Anybody want to take a guess where it was? Yep, Chicago, Chicago. The 71st most deadly city in America. 6 killed, 43 wounded over the weekend. We always wait to give you the numbers because you can never know for sure. You got to wait it out. And by the way, this is still a guess. There's still more news to come. Welcome, everybody. Pardon me, Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. What's changed? Go to any of these cities. By the way, St. Louis, a week ago, St. Louis and Chicago had the same number of killings, except St. Louis's kill ratio is amazing. Them Negroes can shoot in St. Louis. 6 killed out of like four, a total of 20-something shot. Those are good odds. Chicago is more like 6 killed, 43 shot, like it was this weekend. So it was pretty standard. But hey, Democrats are fixing it. Don't worry. You guys that live in these big urban indoctrination centers, don't sweat it. The government's here and they're here to help. Scary words, right? Reagan warned against that. Boy, lots to talk about. We've got Joe Biden and this whole border issue, and he's going to get to the bottom of it, and he's going to fire those border patrols who were on horses. How dare they round up Negroes on horses? Talked about it. We touched on it yesterday, but whose border is it? I mean, whose border patrol is it? Who does it belong to ultimately where the buck stops here? Oh, that's right. Joe Biden can't remember where the buck stops. He can't even remember what a buck is. Man, ooh, America has never been led by such a moron. And this is really important to understand that we are talking about on the heels of Barack Obama and Jimmy Carter. We haven't had a bumbling fool. And I'll even throw in George Bush for those of you who need a little red meat on this conservative talk show. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255 if you want to give us a ring. Man, you want to recap Biden's presidency? By the way, Cory Booker said that Biden's leadership is exemplary. Senator Cory Booker, Spartacus. Remember the guy who had to stand down in the Senate? The one who laughed with Kamala Harris as Justice Kavanaugh was dragged through the mud, reputation impugned, and they were sitting there chuckling. Neither one of them could get over 4% of the vote. But boy, Democrats in America, they're not racist. Oh, man. Anyway, you want to recap Biden's presidency? Pick any period you want. Do you want to play just throw the dart. Throw the dart on the timeline and tell me what Joe Biden's done well. Because let me give you some facts. Here's a fact. Americans are still trapped in Afghanistan, but there's hardly a mention of them in the fake news media. This after Joe Biden sent the Taliban 68 million of your tax dollars, hostages for money, ransom. But they're still trapped. You don't hear anything about it. It was the big deal, the exit from Afghanistan. And what's happened since? Well, the Taliban is hanging people from cranes. Have you seen this? Yeah, there's a story. The Taliban hung a body from a crane in the main square of Herat City. A witness to the incident told AP. Do you think our media is actually giving us the real news? So let me just, I'm going to develop this story a little bit. Wazir Ahmed Siddiqui, a local pharmacy worker, told AP that four bodies were brought to the square. Three bodies were taken to other areas of the city for public display. And according to Siddiqui, now this guy's a pharmacy worker, he said the men were taking part in a kidnapping and were killed by police. How do we know this? How do you know that this is a pharmacy worker giving the AP the, finger quotes, news? How do we know these weren't four Taliban people who worked with the Americans who were being made an example of. I dare anybody to refute me. That's a story. This is made up. Oh, the men were hung. No question about it. Hung from a crane. No question. The question you got to ask yourself is, what was their crime? And I will bet you money their crime is they were connected to the Americans. And they're going to hang them from that and say, any of you who want to mess, to play around with America, you will get the same fate. That's what that was about. But I want you to really understand how we parse this story. We are getting the news from a pharmacist. Who, by the way, is more credible than our news. I mean, look, I can fabricate stories too. But this is, I'm going to read this again. The Taliban hung a body from a crane in the main city of Herat City. Now, I just want you to stop for a minute and let you understand that literally 2-3 months ago, there was a civilized place in the world in Afghanistan where people did regular business. Bodies were not hung from cranes or flown by helicopter over the city. Okay. Women had rights, and I could go on. And in a process of Joe Biden's presidency, we have people being hung from helicopters, Apache helicopters, American products, and hung from cranes. And we're sending money to this civilized government. Wow. That just floors me. Anyway, he said a witness to the incident told the AP. That's the AP found this out from a witness. And the witness was Wazir Ahmad Siddiqui, a local pharmacy worker. He may not even be the pharmacist. He may be the dude that sweeps up the place. And he said that 4 bodies were brought to the square and 3 bodies were taken to other areas of the city for public display. And according to him, the Taliban said the men were taking part in a kidnapping and were killed by police. So this is how we get the news. This is a synthesized version of the news. The Taliban said, oh, they were kidnapping. They were kidnapping people, women and children. If the Taliban are smart, that's what they'll do. They were kidnapping black people. We cannot have them mess with our black people. There must be critical race theory in 1619 project here, too, as well. In America, there is. Unbelievable, man. This is the stuff that we are having to discuss these days. Anyway, I'm going to come back with some other facts that belie Joe Biden's, quote, presidency. And we got a lot of other stuff to talk about, too. Fighting back. How about that? We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dent.
Truisms. Facts. We've done an entire show on truisms. Things that, you know, the sun will rise in the east and set in the west, right? There's high tide and low tide. The moon impacts the shape of the earth and the tides and a host of other things. There is a jet stream, for example. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is here listening to Truisms. Kevin Jackson is a dyed-in-the-wool conservative, a Bible-thumping, gun-toting American who's proud of his heritage, including his black heritage. But he's more proud of being an American. Glad you guys are with me. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I bet you believe much as I do. I bet you believe in manifest destiny, that you can do what you want in this country. You can choose to be whatever level you want to be. And it's really your choice. I mean, if you put in the effort, you can go do it. I'm not saying if you don't have any baseball talent, you're going to make the major leagues. I'm not saying that. That's just silly talk. I'm saying if there's something that you're good at and you're passionate about, there is nobody who can stop you but you. Do you want to know who stopped the majority? I'm talking 99.9999999% of the people in the world, in America, not in the world, in America, from doing what they wanted to accomplish. Do you want to know who the culprit is? Because I know the culprit. It's that person. If you want me to tell you who stopped you, I can practically guarantee it's you. See, that voice in your head will tell you, oh, man, I don't know, kid. I don't know, man. You know what I say to that voice? Be gone, voice. Don't be jacking with me. I don't let those negative thoughts come in. People say, Kevin, man, you're so positive. I said, what else is there? What else? God gave you will, free will. And he says you can accomplish it. Look, 12 years ago, whatever amount of time it was when I started this thing, I was a nobody. Not that I'm any better per se, but I'm saying nobody knew who I was. I wanted to make a difference. I wanted my voice to be heard. When I was a kid, have you ever had this happen? People said, okay, you get 3 wishes, but you can't wish for more wishes. What would you wish for? And here was my, I figured this out by the time I was 13 years old. I'm not lying. I said, I would wish for the ability to influence anybody to do anything I want them to do. And then they go, and I go, and I don't need the other 2 wishes. See, because with that wish, I don't need riches. If you've got a plane, I say, hey, it'd be nice if you could let me have your plane for the day when I need the plane. Oh, that's a nice Ferrari. You mind if I keep it for a week? You know, you get what I'm saying? You're out at a bar. Hey, boy, you're gorgeous. Why don't you come hang out with me for a couple of days? You know, I mean, if I had the ability to influence people to do what I want, why would I need the other wishes? That's the way I play the game. I don't need the other wishes. And I knew at that point I was brilliant. People are like, I wish I had $5 million. And the other person goes, I wish you have a lawsuit that get rid of all your money. I wanted an irrefutable wish. So people wouldn't play the game with me anymore. Kevin, what 3 things would you wish for? And you can't wish for to be like, to influence everybody. They would get mad at me because I figured out a way around it. Anyway, facts, truisms. Things that are irrefutable. For example, Hunter Biden. He's a crackhead. Oh, Kevin, come on. You can't call the man a crackhead. He may not be using drugs anymore. He may not be, you know, doing those things that he did, you know, smoking pot and doing all kinds of stuff and sex trafficking and hanging out with prostitutes and selling secrets and partnering with our enemies and what have you. Extorting, you know, his dad extorting nations on his behalf. Well, that may be true, but here's a truism. Once a crackhead, always a crackhead. I got friends that are alcoholics. I love them to death. One of them, he hasn't had a drink in years. I mean, and I've met anybody with the kind of resolve who was a stone cold alcoholic for a decade, and he doesn't even look. You can't convince him to get a beer. If something has bourbon tasted barbecue sauce, he won't eat it. He doesn't. He has no interest in it whatsoever. But he will tell you, I'm still an alcoholic. So, once a crackhead, always a crackhead. That's a truism. Don't be mad at me for giving you the truth, baby. That's a truism. And here's another truism. The media won't look into Hunter, but you can bet if Hunter was a Trump, that Hunter Biden was a Hunter Trump, they'd be looking into him and he'd be in prison on 3 continents. They would probably, okay, it's our turn to have Hunter Trump at our prison. Oh, man. And look, you want a book? Hunter Biden writes a book. He gets, what, $2 million advance on a book? Can you imagine the Trump family? I mean, wow. I tell people all the time, it makes me want to be a crackhead. What else we got that are facts? Oh, here's a fact. The Biden ambassador to Haiti quit after the runaway slave event that occurred at the border. And now here's the new fact. The media is going to try to spin that as Joe Biden's taking him. He took issue with the people that did that. He was proactive. Look at what he did to fire that border agent. Fire the border agent for doing what? Rounding up people who were trying to escape into America. In other words, let's just call this dude Derek Chauvin. You know who he is, right? The guy who went to arrest Floyd George Floyd, who resisted arrest, the 6'7", 290-pound giant who wouldn't give up and got himself killed because he was high on fentanyl. And you know whose fault it is? Some obscure white dude named Derek Chauvin, the officer who drew the short straw. Do you the guy that they tried to make say had a beef with this guy? He had no beef at all. Oh, did you see he had his knee on his neck? He had his knee on his neck because that big Negro didn't want to give up. How are you going to restrain him? Unbelievable, man. But these are facts. Irrefutable facts. So this Border Patrol guy who was on the horse doing his job. Go, Biden says, we're going to be hell to pay. We're going to get him. How dare he? I'm a little skeptical. Just as skeptical as I am about those Afghanis that were hung from the crane. And for all we know, those were four Americans. Or maybe they were people who were hiding Americans. I talked about it in a previous segment. For those who don't know, the Afghani government, as civilized as it is, decided to make a show. And so they hung four bodies in different parts of the city. Oh, with cranes. They hung them by crane. But who are they? We don't know. Is AP really going to be able to tell you when AP is getting its news from the pharmacy worker who talked to the Taliban? I mean, that's like, well, my cousin Ray Ray's third friend, his friend that he grew up with, his brother was telling us. But let me tell you, that news, whatever I make up, is just as likely to be news than what you hear, sadly, from the so-called news sources. These are facts. A fact is that the American southern border is in shambles. And Joe Biden's paying for it in the polls. We'll be back with more facts.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Top defense officials are defending the United States' withdrawal from Afghanistan. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, testifying in a Senate hearing, praising U.S. troops who handled evacuations from the Kabul airport.
We plan to evacuate between 70 and 80,000 people. They evacuated more than 124,000.
Austin also expressing regret about the 13 U.S. service members who were killed in a terrorist attack at the airport. Austin also acknowledging the withdrawal operation was not perfect.
And we're still working to get Americans out who wish to leave. And we did not get out all of our Afghan allies enrolled in a special immigrant visa program.
Top Democrats working on Capitol Hill to avoid a partial government shutdown. The government runs out of money Thursday night. This is USA Radio News. The governor of New York taking to the pulpit to encourage people to get vaccinated in her state.
One day before the enacting of New York State's mandate that all healthcare workers be vaccinated, Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul told the congregation of a Brooklyn megachurch that the unvaccinated aren't listening to God.
Yes, I know you're vaccinated. You're the smart ones, but you know there's people out there who aren't listening to God and what God wants. You know this. You know who they are. I need you to be my apostles. I need you to go out and talk about it and say, we owe this to each other. We love each other.
On Monday, faced with serious staff shortages, Hochul said in a statement that a state emergency declaration and calling in healthcare workers from the National Guard are options. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
The rocky day on Wall Street continues with the Dow down at times over 600 points. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
That interrupts or unbalances the Belfast Good Friday Accord. That's the Belfast Good Friday Agreement. That's the...
That clip simply cannot capture what really happened there. And that was the White House staffers rushing the press out after Biden met with Boris Johnson. And they were trying to throw questions out to Biden for various things. And he just sat there with his mask on looking, you know, like Biden, looking stupid. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. And you go, thank you, everybody. Thank you, thank you. I mean, just think about that. What would Trump have done had they tried to do that to him? The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Do you think Donald Trump would have said, you know, yeah, rush him out? He would say, oh, no, let's take a couple of questions off the cuff. Leftists can say what they want about Donald Trump. They can pretend. They can come publicly. Oh, he was a terrible president. He was this or that. Let me tell you something. Don't believe the hype. Behind the scenes, they know exactly what we know. They know Donald Trump was a rock star president. They know Joe Biden is Joey Demento, a brain-dead moron. They know that all of the controversies surrounding the Bidens are real. They are not fabricated. They aren't some right-wing conspiracy, whether it's Joe Biden not paying his $500,000 in taxes, or Hunter Biden and his laptops being in the hands of Russians, him working with Chinese spies, sex trafficking of young Asian women, and I could go on. His drug use is complete. I mean, for them, this is Russian disinformation about Hunter Biden. Said, has anybody even alluded to that anymore? Of course not. Hey, by the way, we're dealing with facts today. Facts. Listen to this program, and I dare the leftists poke holes in it. Call me up, 844-551-8255. Give me your nonsense so I can hand you your butt. Joe Biden's son's a crackhead, and the apple didn't fall too far from the tree. They are all, though, look, it's, I don't know what caused their brain damage. Just like a family that's got some, you know, congenital heart disease or something like that, and they die by the, before they turn 30. I don't know what it is, but I just know that they have it. I don't know what why Bo died of a brain cancer, but whether he died of it, but Joe Biden still exhibits it, so does Hunter. And the only reason why Dr. Jill doesn't is she's not family, but she's just as demented. You won't call me doctor. I have an ED degree that I got by writing a fifth grade term paper. I want to be known. I want to be famous. Does that look, if you're Bruno Mars and you're a little kid and you perform and you say, I'm going to be big someday, I adore that type of thinking. You want to know why? I watched that little kid when he was 9 years old perform and I went, I don't know what he's going to grow up to be, but it's probably going to be a heck of a singer. And what happens? Bruno grows up. He's one of the top artists on the charts, but he earned it. But these people that want power, Bruno Mars loved to sing. He loved to perform. You could see it when he was a kid. I watched his performance. Michael Jackson, when he was a kid, he loved to perform. I mean, his daddy Joe was a slave driver, no question. And you can criticize him all you want. But he made that family famous, and Michael is an icon. Whether you believe the sexual things with the kids or whatever, the pedophile, well, you know, I think he does love kids, but I don't think he loved them in that sexual way. But that's a whole other issue. The point is, Michael earned it. These people that want to be in control of you, they haven't earned a thing. They're backbiting, I mean, scoundrels, I mean, of the highest order. These are people that would do the most heinous of crimes to get what they want. And they do in many cases. Anyway, here's the fact. Staffers intentionally keep people from asking Joe Biden questions, and they hide him from the public. Joe Biden has said it himself. Am I allowed to say this? Is this okay? They're going to get mad at me, etc. And he toes the line. That's the type of, finger quotes, leader that the Democrats have placed into power. Erroneously, it's a lie. We know, look, I don't need to re-prosecute the election being a cheat. The Democrats know it. But they relish in it. They don't care. They're getting what they want, but are they getting what they want? I've done shows where I said, be careful what you wish for as it pertains to Joe Biden. And I stand by that. I think the Democrats are going to be in a heap of trouble over what this idiot does. That's for them to figure out. So we're dealing with facts. How about this fact? The Wu flu and the vaccines have been exposed. Oh, before we get into that, let's talk about Biden's polling, because I mentioned it in the previous segment. Biden's polling, this came from Hot Air. They said, this is from a Pew poll. Biden is mentally sharp, drops to 43, down double digits. 6 months ago, it stood at 54%. Now, this was, is he cognitively able to process stuff? Is he mentally sharp? And let's see, mentally sharp, 56% a while back, and now it's 43. Oh, no, I'm reading this wrong. So, anyway, you have to see the chart, but here's the point. The number of people who think that this man is cognitively capable of being president has gone down. I'm not going to try to interpret this chart while we're on the air. I thought I looked at it right before. But if it did drop 11 points, why? Well, you have to wonder, you know, are people noticing it more now? Because I don't think it's ever been super high. I know this. I saw a poll when he was running, and 20% of Democrats said he was not fit to be president, that he had mental acuity issues that would preclude him from being president. When Donald Trump said he should take a cognitive awareness test, and he refused. I don't blame him. If I was cognitively unaware, I would definitely refuse. So all the signs point. You ask Biden right now.
Oh, my mind is good.
And there are times when he is lucid. I'll give him that. But I know I've seen enough about Alzheimer's, and I've watched some of these Hollywood things. This show called The Boss with Kelsey Grammer. He's got some sort of dementia forming, and the whole thing about it is, how does he keep it safe? How does he keep that dementia safe? You know, hidden, not safe, but hidden from the public. So anyway, forget the other polls. People believe that Biden is an idiot. So here's some of the, let me give you some of the other things. Cares about the needs of ordinary people. 54% say yes, 46% say nope, not at all. Honest, 51% say yes, 49% say no. This is when you know polling is just stupid. I mean, come on, Joe Biden's honest. He's a freaking liar. Look, there's hardly a person among us who doesn't lie, because you lie for protection sometimes. I mean, like, again, does this dress make me look fat? Kind of things. Everybody lies, or you just go, I'd rather just tell you what you need to hear so you can just get out of my face. But I'm not talking about those kind of lies. I'm talking about blatant lying about your record in school, about, you know, your whatever performance, the bills you voted on. Joe Biden is a liar. Honest, 51%. What planet do you live on to consider this guy honest? A good role model, 49% yes, 50% no. Takes responsibility for his actions, 49% yes, 50% no. Seriously? Mentally sharp, 43% nope, 56%, I'm sorry, 43% says yes, 56% say no. Now, go look at the other polls for Biden. Go look at, is the country going in the right direction? Do you trust Biden's leadership? Whatever. And he's going to be, he's lucky if he's in the 40s. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, and you guys know my take on polling, so I don't need to go into the details. This polling is so ridiculous. You could knock off 7 to 10 points on this poll against Biden, and you would be right in line with where the public really is. And here's the rub. If the media were to do its job and tell you the real truth about Biden and what he's done, how his family's crooked and involved in all this other stuff, this guy would be run out of the presidency on a rail. But they will never do it. Now, I would say the big question here is, who is actually controlling this and decides that he gets to stay in there? I'd like to know that person.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Democrats have put a madman in charge of America and in effect the world. 56% of us believe that Joe Biden is a bonehead, a mental midget. Speaking of the word midget, I was watching a TV show the other day. I swear to you, they blanked out the word midget. And I thought to myself, that's fun. They will leave curse words in there, but they will blank out the word midget. There's a comedian, he's a white comedian, and he talks about the language. He goes, how can you make words so powerful? You know, where one word that has a particular sound can be so vile. I'll use skank as an example because it's not that big of a deal. But skank. If I had said skunk, the Kavanaugh accusers were skunks. No harm, no foul. Well, maybe. I still might have gotten fired. But skunk is okay. It's better than skank. If I'd said they were skinks, people would have said, what's he talking about? What's a skink? Most people would have had to look it up. The little vermins. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. We're dealing with facts. We're recapping Biden's so-called presidency. And we're down to a poll where the people that believe him to be mentally sharp are 43%. Where are these people? What is their guide, if you will? That's a low bar if he's considered mentally fit. And 56% of us say, no, he's not. The plurality of the people polled and the people in this country probably believe that Joe Biden is unfit to be president. And yet there's no talk of the 25th Amendment being invoked. No serious talk of it. Even when the guy goes out and makes big time mistakes, which they've tried to prevent now. How do they do that? Because they put his thumb in his mouth, make sure he has a pacifier in his other hand, and then he just waddles off stage. He comes on stage when they ask him, he goes off stage when they ask him. But in this poll I was talking about, they had different things, and the writer of this article said the real scandal is 49% who say he takes responsibility for his actions. Were those people in a coma during the two-week evacuation from Kabul when he blamed literally everyone, starting with the Afghans themselves, for his own failure to evacuate Americans and Afghan friendlies sooner? Now, I've already recapped that we're getting new stories out of Afghanistan of women being brutalized. Of course, the people that supposedly helped us, they're running for their lives. And I'm sure most of them have been caught. And there are mass graves with their bodies in it. But what we do know as a fact is that four people were hung in various areas of the city of Herat in order to make a point. And they said, oh, they were trying to kidnap some people. Okay. I've already given you my take on that, so you can go listen to the podcast in case you missed it. But let's just put it this way. I don't believe AP knows the full story about those four men who were hung from cranes. They go on, he writes, for Christ's sake, the last major statement on America's disappointing summer with COVID was an extended rant about how it's all the unvaccinated's fault. Which isn't wrong, but still, that's what this guy writes. It is wrong. So, he's smart enough to know that Biden's passing the buck, but guess who he's still blaming for the infection rate? Us. Let me tell you something. Listen to the rest of this program. I will prove to you that it is the vaccinated who are the super spreaders. And here's what else I'll prove to you. Every time the left comes out with something that is definitive, oh, this is the science. The science is in. You can bet it's a lie. See, I'm not going to sit around rationalizing and justifying what I say. I will tell you this. Here's what I know to be true. You can go research it for yourself. If you disagree with me, call and we can debate it. Or pay my fee, I'll meet up with you, and we'll debate it. I'll debate it publicly. I won't do it privately. It won't be page 16. It will be front and center. I've been like this my entire life. I'm not going to run from something. You want to debate it? Let's talk about it. No problem. Anyway, he says, he may mouth the words, the buck stops here, but he's typically quick to follow it up by saying that actually the buck stops a ways over there. This is a friendly writing, pardon me, on behalf of Biden. And he goes on, I think there are two explanations for why fewer people see him as mentally sharp now than this past spring. One, as Phil Klein says today, is that the debacle in Kabul shattered some voters' perception of his competence. See, think about it this way. Joe Biden, when he was added to Obama's ticket, was because he had international experience. Well, now he's the El Jefe, he's the guy in charge, and what does he do? He quickly screws the pooch. We had two imbeciles in charge of the government back then. Now we have two worse imbeciles in charge of the government, and Kamala Harris has no role. She's just the backup. He goes on, until mid-August, a swing voter could strain hard and semi-plausibly persuade themselves that Biden had a handle on things. He got the COVID relief bill passed. There hadn't been any major crises abroad yet. Vaccinations continued to tick up slowly. Watching the U.S. get pantsed by the Taliban a month after Biden told reporters that he didn't foresee Afghanistan collapsing rapidly spoiled all that. This crisis showed Biden to be weak, lacking command, kind of out of it, and frankly, too old, Klein wrote. To control the country for 20 years and then somehow end up pinned down in a single runway airport in a span of a few weeks, forced to rely on jihadis for perimeter security, does seem redolent of a certain degree of brain damage. That's what lefties are writing about him. Not us. The other explanation they go on, is that more Americans are exposed to Biden day to day than was the case last year when he was campaigning sporadically from his home in mostly scripted events. He often sounded tired, understandably, during the Afghan drama, even when discussing other subjects. Because of his age, it's natural for people watching on TV at a moment when he sounds halting to conclude that he's lost it and to let that color their judgment of his competence generally. I have relatives who routinely mention to me how sometimes before he starts a Q&A at a press conference, he'll say something like, "They told me not to take any questions, but here goes." I take that as Biden being self-deprecating, but my relatives take it as another sign of feeble-mindedness, something he's saying aloud because he now lacks the presence of mind to censor those thoughts. I said all this earlier. Biden is 79 years old. Look, folks, I love my old buddies. I have lots of them. One of them passed away this year at the ripe age of 82. God love Foster Freeze. I have others who are in that range. And I will tell you, vibrant for their age, but trust me, still in their 80s. And the shelf life of the body is... you're past it when you get into the 80s. The human body's not meant to last that long. Now, I know Jeff Bezos is working on trying to live forever because he's got a lot of money and he figures, I'll stretch mine out as long as I can. So who knows what he's going to look like in a few years. But the average person, I'm going to tell you something. You get over 60, some people, 40s and 50s, they start to feel it. But certainly over 60, you're going, you know what? I kind of want to get out of here. I'm not saying you're wishing to die, but you understand something clicks in your brain and says you can't live forever. And your muscles start to atrophy. Your arteries start to clog. You get brain fog. And I don't care how much CoQ2 or 10 or 15 you're going to take or whatever, your body is going to go, enough is enough. And I watch many of my family members whittle away, and my great-grandfather comes to mind. And when I sat with him when he had peed himself, and he was so embarrassed because he knew how much love and respect I had for him as being the patriarch of our family. And he says to me, I want to be gone. I'm done. And I just said to myself, I hope God takes him. Not in a bad way, but because his body was done. He was no longer the person he felt himself to be. I understand that. He would have never done anything to himself, but every day was drudgery for him. I get it. Makes me sad to think about it. But it is a fact that Joe Biden is mentally diminished. It is a fact that his kid is jacked up. It is a fact that his wife is an egomaniac that's riding on the coattails of this. It is a fact that none of them should even be in the public eye because of all the scandals and the fact that we're talking about these facts. They cheated. And the Democrats made this happen, and now we're living with the outcome of it. And 56% of this country, according to this poll, I think it's higher, believe we've got a guy in charge who's got the nuclear football, who is of diminished brain capacity. I got to leave it there for now.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.